You're listening to Potential Cast, Season 2, Episode 12, Bad Eggs. Willow, Cordelia, Giles, and Joyce become drones for an ancient beast after its eggs are mistakenly given out as part of a health class assignment. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
Hey, Valerio.
And I'm Morgan.
Hi, Morgan.
Hey,
welcome
Morgan.
Back.
Hey,
Morgan.
Hi.
Welcome back, Morgan.
Okay.
All right. So, bad eggs.
I need to interject. Raise your hands. Okay, virtually. Say something if you had to do this in school.
I did.
You cannot be serious. I thought this was like... fake only in TV and movies things.
So y'all did this with eggs?
Yeah. We had to draw faces on them and give them names. And we had to make little beds and carry them around in baskets.
Morgan had to do a 5-pound bag of sugar last year.
Oh, God. That's worse than
it was terrible. Wasn't it terrible, Morgan?
Yeah, the arms and legs kept on coming off.
Yeah. We took a baby doll. This is what we did. We took a baby doll and we took the baby doll apart. And then we like taped the arms and legs onto the 5-pound.
Did you take a picture of this?
Yes.
Oh, I've got pictures. I want the picture. It will be the album artwork for this episode.
No, what I have pictures of.
Brings a whole new meaning to sugar baby.
Yeah. What I have pictures of is Morgan playing with the insides of a baby doll.
Because maybe Morgan she should be
like
sheltered. Okay.
I was laughing hysterically because you know how Xander hard-boiled his egg.
Yes.
Yes.
In our class, when our teacher gave out the eggs, he marked them with a thing that you can only see with a black light. Mm-hmm. So the last day, he would check and see that who cheated.
Oh, and replaced it?
And replaced it with another egg.
And?
Oh.
I didn't. I don't think anybody did. But he was really surprised that nobody cheated.
Huh. Oh.
It's quite funny.
Okay. What I like about bad eggs is it's all about how teenagers are so irresponsible.
Really? No, they're not.
Teenagers are slaves to their hormones.
Yes.
Oh.
When should I expect to grow out of this?
But it's so true. Like if I go out to the mall or anywhere, and there's a whole bunch of teenagers, I just think to myself, was I that annoying when I was that age?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably even worse. Yes. But yeah. Oh my goodness. Teenagers.
Morgan, what do you think
about teenagers?
Yeah,
I hate them.
I know.
I mean, they're just so immature, like, oh, we wear dark clothes, we're emo, and then, like, we stick out our tongues at every Facebook photo, and look, our lips are out, hotter than they normally should be, and we don't know how to use a timer, so we take a picture of ourselves in the bathroom mirror.
Wait, I do that now. Yeah. But
okay.
Steph, can you relate to Joyce when she asked Buffy to do one thing?
Yeah.
And that one thing she could not complete.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't really complain about Morgan. I mean, other than she's got this smart mouth at age 12. Other than that, Morgan does what she's told. She's a really good kid. But sometimes she is kind of absent-minded.
That's how my mother describes me.
Mm. Yeah. But see, I remember that. I remember I could never remember what my mother told me to do. Like, she would ask me to do these things in the house, and I would just completely forget because it wasn't important to me. And I also remember I didn't clean my room. And, you know, I just wasn't responsible in those ways. But as soon as I got married, I've always kept a clean house. So I don't think that the way you are as a teenager or a young person is how you're going to be the rest of your life as a grown-up.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm. Well, it's different because my mom was a bit of a hoarder and she just kept things like arts and crafts we did when I was in kindergarten. Like, what am I going to need this for? Like, when I'm 25, like, why do I need this? And she'd be like, don't you want to keep it? I'm like, no. So when I moved out, like, my place now is so bare, just the essentials that I need, because I want to be the opposite of how it was at my parents' house.
How many knives and forks do you have?
Three of each. No, four of each, because it came in a set.
Okay. Yeah, well, my mother is very sentimental. Like, she loves cards and stuff like that. And I'm not very sentimental like that. And Morgan is for sure not sentimental.
Not yet.
So, Lyle and the Gorch brothers are introduced. Gorches.
It took me a while to figure out, because I thought when they refer to them later as the Gorches, I was like, what the hell does that mean? It wasn't until I read on Facebook, I'm like, oh, the brothers. It was so weird.
Was I the only one that didn't... Yeah, was I the only one that didn't like them? I couldn't stand them. Yes. As a matter of fact, I hate these stupid redneck cowboy vampires. I just don't like them.
Before I knew who Lyle was, I kept calling him Vampire Kenny Chesney.
Ren Mike calls him Vampire Chris Penn.
Yes. But they were a little bit... I thought it was very random to have these cowboy vampires there.
Yeah, they just didn't fit in.
Do they make a comeback? Because they gave them first names. Oh, yeah, one. Yeah, one comes back. Or one doesn't come back, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he comes back in the next season.
Ooh, nice. I didn't mind them. I mean, you know, I believe in multiculturalism. Living where I live and speaking the languages that I speak and all that stuff. So why not? Stupid redneck cowboys, I say, the more the scarier. Can I just say that at the very beginning, the scene where Buffy shows up after trying to, after saving the girl and Lyle takes off, when she shows up in the food court to sit down with her mom to eat and her mom's like, you forgot my clothes. All of a sudden, Buffy's from Minnesota. Because she was like, oh, boy. Very, very, very Fargo-inspired. Ah, boy. I did not realize Buffy was originally from Minnesota.
I was wondering what mall, if all the stores were closed, had a bustling food court still going. Hmm. Like, true.
This is true, isn't it?
True. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's right next to the movie theater and people buy chow mein and try to sneak it in.
You're allowed to bring in food now.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I don't need those extra large cargo pants anymore. I think we should read Ryan's bad eggs email. So Ryan writes into us about bad eggs. Hey, Gax Plus One. And now for the obligatory health class take care of a baby episode. And what a rotten one. But like Ted, if this had been in season one, it would have been one of the best episodes of the season. I like the Gorch brothers. They and Joyce raised this episode from a 4 to a 6. I'm going to rewatch it now and kind of give my thoughts as they come. My points of revelation. Moomoos are us. I love Joyce. Wasn't there a mall scene in the movie? That girl really likes pinball. Buffy tries to tell her mom what's going on, but parents never listen to their kids. I have never made out in a janitor's closet. Does anyone really do that? That was so corny in the Miata. The Hoover technique? Is that relating to the vacuum or the cross-dressing head of the FBI? Buffy had a gigapet? Wow, the show is dating itself. Did anyone else get an image of Willow spinning her egg and singing the dreidel song? The music for the Gorch Brothers is very Firefly-like. I love the Gorch Brothers. Have I said that yet? Xander will make a great daddy. Buffy, open mouth, insert foot. Is the school security guard the first black character on the show? I say again, Xander will make a great daddy. Yeah, a hoe is really going to break up concrete. Jonathan! Buffy makes a temporary alliance with a bad guy to fight a bigger bad guy. Smart move, Lyle. Leave. Don't fight. Gas leak, gangs on PCP. Even if there weren't vampires, Sunnydale would have been a dangerous small town. Okay, I guess I have to give it a 7 out of 10. All the good small moments help make a better episode. Anyway, enjoy the next two episodes. I hope you enjoy the rest of this season. It is Buffy at its finest. My quote, that was a rhetorical question, Mr. Harris, not a poll. Talk to y'all later, Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan, for stealing one of my points.
Yeah, okay, the deal about Cordelia and the Miata.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all get the feeling that Morgan earmuffs? Do you get the feeling that do you think that Cordelia and Xander are just kissing?
Well, yeah. Well, okay, I'm a big fan of the original Star Trek. And not until I was in my 20s did I realize that Kirk would actually have sex with the alien women. I thought it just ended with what we saw on screen.
Uh-huh.
So it's a distinct possibility. I don't know if they're doing that, though.
I think maybe Cordelia is more experienced than Xander is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I would venture to say that is most likely true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you know what I have to say?
What?
Kissing always feels better with a little smooth jazz guitar playing in the background. I can't wait to hear more, like, more varied, like, musical accompaniment for their smooch fests. Because at first, the first one, it was this theatrical orchestral thing, and now it's the smooth jazz guitar. And it's just, I can't wait. I can't wait till they kiss to polka music.
Oh my God. I think right now they're just kissing buddies, but I think they're going to realize that their stupid bickering and all that is more than that. They're going to end up really liking each other, and they might even become boyfriend girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Publicly?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, I think.
I think they might try it for a day.
I swear to God, if Willow finding out that Xander and Cordelia are together turns her evil, I will stop watching the show. But I'll stop watching the show.
At the beginning, didn't you think that she knew something was up between the two of them in the classroom when they were going back and forth with each other? She gave this sideways glance like she knew something was up.
Even though that whole scene in the classroom, all I kept obsessing over was the goatee guy sitting behind Xander is nowhere near his high school years.
I was thinking, dude,
that when I had a goatee, it was never near as full as that. Like you're no, but who's this guy in the high school? There's some perv sitting in health class. Clearly a guy in his 20s. Oh, so I may have missed some of the finer subtleties of the scene in the classroom because I was a little obsessed. But yeah, I totally, you know, because even when there's lazily, tiredly, Buffy and Willow are sitting on the steps near the stacks, and Willow mentions to Buffy, are they getting weirder? So I think she's figuring something out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Okay, Buffy and Angel are kissing, like, instead of... What? Ugh.
When the kissy noises, all that slurping really grosses me out.
It's like sitting next to someone eating with their mouth open.
Yes.
Their lips smacking.
That's all I could fixate on during all the smooching scenes. But...
I'm sorry. I fixated on the music for Cordy and Xander, but you know what I fixated on when Buffy and Angel were kissing? Buffy needs a phone book to stand on when she's making out with Angel. Like, the height difference is too great. She needs some...
Why, she was sitting down, wasn't it, to start?
There were a couple scenes where they were smooching, where they were both...
Well, thinking of the previous episode.
Yes.
Yeah, they're in the cemetery. Yes. And instead of what do they call it when they're out
on patrolling? Patrol. Yeah,
they're on patrol. And they're kissing the entire time. Okay, and there's... Okay, oh, this one good scene. When... It's their first conversation about their future.
Oh, yeah.
About Buffy and Angel's future. And how it didn't dawn on Buffy because when you're a teenager, you're not thinking about the future. Mm-hmm. It dawns on Buffy that Angel can't have children. They mm-hmm. really don't have a future together.
No little vampires.
And, yeah. So,
Does anyone read Twilight?
Wait.
Sorry. Angel. I'm not going to dignify that question.
Do not get me started.
Okay, so listen now. Buffy and Angel they're talking about their future. And Buffy says, Angel, when I look at the future, all I see is you. And then it like pans over to a headstone that says, in loving memory. Mm-hmm. What did y'all...
Oh, you did? I missed that.
Oh, no, I saw that.
Oh, I missed
what
that.
Did you think, Kim?
In loving memory, like I honestly think that they're not going to make it. You know what I mean? Like Buffy,
that their future is doomed.
Exactly. Like they're going to remember that they had with the time that they had together is great, but there's no future. So they can just talk about the future, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So you think it's a no go on the Bangle relationship?
I don't think they're going to. No.
Really? I think they're going to be in a relationship for a very long time.
Really? Yeah.
That's what I think.
What about you, Gabby?
I don't know. I don't see it ending well whenever it does end. I don't know how long.
It won't end. Stop it.
I'm sorry. It'll go on forever and mm-hmm. ever and mm-hmm. ever.
Exactly.
Like, I know Buffy will always love Angel forever, but there's got to be a time where she knows that if to move on with her life, she has to let him go.
Oh, what? So she's going to have some house husband while she's out slaying?
She has
like,
to.
Like, she's going to find some guy who's not going to, like, babe, where
well,
were you at 3 in the morning?
Well, her mother can't even keep an eye on her, so she can find the husband that won't keep an eye on her.
I suppose.
Or she could marry a husband who is also a slayer, and they can or she go could end up a spinster.
That would make perfect sense.
But yeah,
Buffy the Vampire Spinster.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
does she have to be like? Does she have to be like kind of a nun? Do you know what I mean? Like not married to Jesus or anything, but like she's gonna have to be basically the vampire slayer equivalent of a nun, where she
See,
doesn't
that's
have room
how
in her
I
life
was...
or anything like
yeah.
that. And, mm-hmm. You know, she's that's fully what dedicated, I was... like you know, like Kendra basically seemed to be, you know, not allowed to talk to boys, and I don't remember my family and all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how, especially the first time I was watching it, I was like, she's so dedicated, she has to be so dedicated to being a slayer that has to be her life, and that is something that she has to give up is mm-hmm. The idea of having a relationship. But, I mean, she does. It's not necessarily like that. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Buffy, like Desmond, the rules don't apply to her. She can do her own thing.
Yes.
She can, like, and she is. Like, she has a boyfriend and she has a social life, whereas we saw the flip side with Kendra. She was a slayer, but she was miserable. Like, she didn't know how to, she was, like, so socially awkward. Buffy's the opposite.
But Kendra's still around. Like, could Buffy go on vacation and Kendra could pick up the slack?
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, because, like, I mean, she can't go on a cruise.
Unless it was a vampire cruise.
We should. That should be, like, it should be like, instead of like the love boat, it should be like the blood boat.
Okay, can we talk about the eggs?
Okay.
Like
pink spotted tentacles.
When Buffy was sleeping in the bed, and an Eggbert started hatching.
Eggbert.
And then the thing started crawling on her neck. I was like, I kept swatting at my own neck. I was like, oh no. I hate spiders and mice and anything like that. And then when I saw later on in the episode when the thing hatched and it was like on the wall and running behind the couch or behind the dresser, I was like, I would have been so far out of that room. It's not crazy because
I would have pushed you over and left that room much faster. There is no way I would stick around and fight off a little alien wannabe, face sucker wannabe, HR Giga ripoff thing. Oh my god, Xander almost ate it. And that scene where they're at the microscope, like right before they get ambushed by Willow and Cordy, was like, I'll see you and I'll raise you.
Yeah, that was
exactly how I felt. Totally. Exactly how I felt. It's like, don't ever. Ever let that happen to me in real life.
Anytime I watch something and there's spiders crawling along body parts, I'm swatting my own arms and my own legs. I'm like, get it off me.
It's not even you might want to lay off the meth, Kim. But yeah, the whole pink spotted tentacle thing was a surprise.
That was so nasty.
That was nasty. That was weird. It looked like a little antenna at first, and then just all these tentacles and whatever. And then it's fine.
It's strange, because I knew the episode was called Bad Eggs, but I had no idea.
I thought it was going to be a Kate episode.
I had no idea the eggs would be like that. Mm-hmm.
Did y'all see Xander's plaid pants?
I must have averted my eyes unconsciously.
Terrible.
I had.
Oh my god, y'all. What is so hilarious? This was. Xander was hilarious in this episode.
Mm-hmm. And thin. Super, super thin.
Yes! And he had a haircut.
So much thinner now.
He's working out.
Yeah, but he's also not, you know, consuming as many calories.
His face was so skinny and long.
Skinny face.
Maybe he's jealous that David Boreanaz is getting all the action, and he's like, I want to be pretty too.
I want fans.
Why don't I want to be in Teen Beat magazine.
Did they even have Teen Beat back then?
Oh yeah.
Yes.
And Big Bopper, hello.
Wait, does it? Didn't he die in that plane crash with La Bamba?
La Bamba.
I forgot his name.
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens. Yeah, La Bamba's the guy on Conan.
Okay. The name of the song.
I know.
But when they're going down to where the mother is under the school, and they're going through that hole.
The Borzas, the what was it?
The Bazaars.
The Bazaars. When Willow's at the microscope and she starts talking about the whole Bazaar thing, I'm like, this shit just got real. And who keeps crowbars next to microscopes in a school? That's what I want to know.
Well, the same person that has a cage in the library.
But Jonathan, to be security guard there.
Jonathan led them down to where Mother was.
Yes.
Jonathan. Okay, that big hole in the wall. Xander, okay, Buffy's
He's
about
not
to-
a ninja.
Buffy's about to pass through there, and he says, "Be careful!" And then he falls. That is hilarious to me. I don't know why it cracks me up.
It's like in the one with the frat party that he snuck in through the window, Reptile Boy, when he's trying to be. Excuse me, I'm just hacking up a lung. Jeez, Louise! I think I have the bubons. Okay, it's like in Reptile Boy when he's tried to sneak in through the window and he falls over. You know,
that's hilarious.
Or when they're in iRobot Year Jane, when they're climbing over the fence and she just, like, you know, lightly, you know, like, hits the ground like a feather and he just, like, you know, falls to the
crumples,
ground.
Crumples, yeah.
But Nicholas Brendon, Kim, do you watch Private Practice?
Oh my God, I could not believe what I saw.
I do watch Private Practice, but I haven't watched this season. I have it taped, and I saw a preview, and I was like, ooh, I can't look. But yeah.
So you're watching Illyrio?
Well, Christine watches, and every once in a while I'll watch along, and I watch that whole episode. I'm like, oh man, don't, oh, he is. I was like, ugh.
Oh. Yeah. Like, so like, chilling.
Yeah. I mean, luckily I kind of put it out of my mind, but I don't want Xander to do that thing.
Yeah, but hopefully he will get some attention from this role that he's playing.
I know. Well, he did have a recurring role on Criminal Minds, but it was very, very minor.
Mm. But didn't he have like a rough patch after Buffy was done? Didn't he have like some problems with alcohol?
Yeah, he was an alcoholic, but I think he's recovering.
Hmm. Well, that's good.
I thought he was still having issues. I'm not sure. Okay,
what did you guys think about the big creepy thing underneath the school, the mother?
It reminded me of an episode of Doctor Who, where there's this
where
New London is being basically fueled by the space whale. It reminded me of the space whale.
Yeah.
Well, now I was thinking about the one in season two or season three? There was some kind of creature that was like that, but wasn't like in the ground or anything.
No.
Well, but they had a lot of big monsters coming out.
It had the same eyes as the face of Bo. These giant eyes that just barely look semi-realistic. Anyone who doesn't watch Doctor Who is like, move on, guys. Don't talk about stuff. We don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so did y'all not think that Buffy and Angel were hot, kissing in the cemetery?
I gotta say, I'm a Xander Cordelia fan myself. I think it must have something to do with the smooth jazz guitar. Or the fact that maybe they're doing it secretly. Maybe that appeals to me. I couldn't care less who Buffy kisses. I'll be frank.
Okay.
I'm much more interested in who Xander kisses, but that might be because, you know, I'm a guy.
Maybe. I'm not a guy, and I don't think that Buffy and Angel smooching it up is hot in the cemetery. I don't know. I can't get behind them. But then again, I'm not a big Buffy lover. Like, she's not one of my favorite characters, which is, I don't know, I'm in trouble.
No. Speak your mind.
Yeah, I'm like, because like I mentioned in the last episode, that was the first time I could ever really relate to her on some kind of level. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I want Oz to come back, and I want Spike back. Mm-hmm. I want Spike back.
I'm more intrigued with the Spike Drusilla Angel.
Yes.
I prefer that. I've watched that 10 times.
Do you feel Angel is wasted in this whole smoochy, lovey-dovey thing with Buffy? Or?
Yes and no.
Can I say something?
Yes.
The Angel character gets a whole lot better.
All right.
And also, next episode is a lot more Drew and Spike stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
Because It's hard to put my finger on it because, to me, there's no drama between the two of them right now, so it's not exciting to watch them make out.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, Kim. How about this? Maybe the Drew Spike thing. Maybe because it's more adult. It's more grown up. Maybe that's it.
That could be part of it because, to me, Buffy is like a caricature. In a way, because she's... Sorry.
No, she probably agrees with you. That's probably what that noise is.
Because I think she's such an exaggeration of what it's like to be a teenage girl in love. That it's a bit ridiculous. Kind of like last week's episode, like I mentioned with Ted, it was a bit over-exaggerated. Mm. So I think that's why... To me, sometimes when Buffy says things about her love life with Angel, I kind of roll my eyes like, oh, girl, you know nothing. You know?
Yeah, the relationship is just so, you know, cutesy that it's almost Disney.
Mm-hmm. Like, she's so blindly... Like, there are some parts that are really sweet because she's so blindly in love with him. Like, yeah. The scene when they were ice skating and he looked like a vampire. And then he's like, I don't want you to see me like this. And she's like, I didn't even notice. You're like, oh. But then there are other times where it's like, gag me. Okay.
But it's still so creepy to me, too, because of the huge age difference. Yeah.
She, yeah. And another thing, yeah. She's 16.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's... Yeah, you'll see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, was it awesome when Buffy slayed the mother off screen and then came out
with all the badass. Black stuff on her? It was all like commando.
She should have been goo. Like, she should have had more goo on her. But I that was pretty cool.
I think it would have been better if she was, like, completely covered with the goo.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be funnier.
I have a point.
Yeah.
Redheaded stepchildren must be really, truly awful for there to be an expression where I'm going to beat you like a redheaded stepchild. They must be really terrible. Just a point. Also, there's a 1950 supercomputer in the basement of Sunnydale High School. Did you guys notice? Like, it's not just circuit breakers. It's all these lights and these buttons and these gauges. I was like, I thought maybe ENIAC was in there. Also, I also always keep an iron at the foot of my bed.
I have a question. Did anybody cringe when Cordelia asked, like, the one African-American girl in school, when she went, Shanice, is that your real hair?
I was laughing so hard.
I had to pause it, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, she did not. Oh, my God.
Cordelia has no tact.
No.
Zero.
Also, I just want to apologize for everyone, or to everyone. That'll learn me. I've been complaining about not seeing the details of people being dragged around. It's apparently not as interesting as I made it out to be. We got to see Xander and Buffy being dragged into the closet and unceremoniously dumped in there. And frankly, we could have done without that scene. So I apologize for having put that out into the universe and basically making it happen. I will retract my... why don't we see these... No, it's boring. That's why we don't see it.
Yeah, sometimes it's
never see that stuff again.
Thank you. That really means a lot, coming from the heart like that.
It's just, I've realized, oh man, they're showing us them actually dragging. Oh, why am I complaining? I asked about this stuff.
Can we talk about Jonathan for another minute?
Mm-hmm.
So, this week
he's a giant wuss.
This week on the Facebook page, I was talking about how Jonathan, because when every time Jonathan comes up, we'll get an email or a voicemail or an MP3, and everyone's like, oh, and then there was Jonathan. And it's like, there's such hinting, like, oh, wait till you see what he does next. So I was writing all these theories of Jonathan, and I was thinking, what makes Jonathan so special? And I'm thinking, I think either he becomes a vampire, like he gets turned later on, or he kills one of the main characters. Those are my two theories I'm just going to throw out there.
Yeah, we don't need any indication on whether or not Kim is accurate, but we're just putting it out on the record. Am I assuming correctly, Kim, that that's what you
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there so that we can go back to this episode when it happens and I can say, I told you so! Mm-hmm.
It's just that Jonathan starts out with just being an extra, practically, a glorified extra. Mm-hmm. And then he gets a line, and then he gets a scene, and then it just grows. This never happens on other television shows. It's just...
Or when they try like Nikki and Paolo.
Backlash.
It's just bizarre where Jonathan goes. It's great. Jonathan's great.
He's definitely one to look out for, because every time I see him in the background, I'm like, oh, what's he doing? What's he doing? Where's he going? Who's he talking to? You know, because I know he's going to do something.
You're like, I'm obsessing over Jonathan, and I'm because not sure Chris, why.
Yeah, Chris on the Facebook page, he says, Jonathan is the key to the whole game. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of Australia.
Yeah. So funny. Yeah, so mindless drones are trying to dig out the Bazorg and they're also collecting eggs at the same time. And are they going to ship them out to basically start like invading other people? Is there like a giant incubator somewhere in another part of the school where they're hatching all these little H.R. Giger ripoffs? Or
I think that's the plan.
Okay.
So I can't go to Costco and and buy a gross of them or anything?
No, not yet.
Okay.
They were pretty gross.
So, okay, so Cordelia's backpack, did somebody else crack up that when the eggs pushed out the eyes eyeball? Of the bear? Yes. I could not stop laughing.
It was awesome.
I thought it was so
It was
so
truly great.
I mean, like, the backpack wasn't good enough, you know?
I know.
Because it is a nationwide craze that Cordelia
started. She started it all on her own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Precious, just precious.
Any other points?
I'm liking this more the more we're making fun of it, actually.
A gas leak, really?
They have to wrap it up somehow.
Yeah.
I have Gas Leak is the new Gangs on PCP.
But, because I know that we kind of lumped the episodes together as we were recording them, but because we were warned so many times that, uh-oh, you guys are going to watch Ted and Bad Eggs next. And when I watched Ted, I thought it was really, really bad. And then when I watched Bad Eggs, I think I expected it to be worse. But because my expectations were so low, I really enjoyed this episode.
Really?
Oh, well, good.
I thought this was a lot better than Ted.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Kimberly.
That's the opposite of me. I couldn't stand this episode.
I thought this episode was so much fun.
So do you like the Gorches?
Vampire Kenny Chesney and his brother.
Did you like Kim? Tector. Was it the... What did you say, Kim?
No, I was saying, was his name Tector?
Tex, I think.
Tex?
Tector?
Tex and Lyle? I don't know. But anyway, was it the... That everybody was acting irresponsible?
No. I honestly think part of it was because I did this egg experiment at school, even though that this would never happen in a billion years. But as I'm watching it, like I was talking earlier about the spider-like feeling, you know, when I was like, oh, no. I think watching that, I got so... I was really into it watching it because I was so on edge. Like, even, I had my feet up on the couch because I didn't want to put my foot on the ground because in case something came out and grabbed my foot, you know? Like, I was just so, I was so into watching this episode. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much more. Weird, I know.
Any more points?
No.
Nope.
Well, hold on. Okay, the first time I watched it, I thought that the eggs were going to be those things that praying mantis lady laid in teacher's pet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that wasn't.
No. Yeah, because that would have been fun. You know, a callback and...
Yeah, I'm going to tell you. Nothing happens with those eggs.
Yeah, we've... I'm disappointed. I was kind of hoping that maybe something would eventually happen, but...
That would have been a great tie-in. Mm-hmm. But hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. See, I don't know if it's just like because I follow so many Buffy fans on Twitter and Facebook and everything, but have y'all gotten the the sense of the sentiment behind all the fans, the uproar, the outrage that everybody feels about the news this week
about the reboot.
Of the Buffy movie.
I can understand.
I had no idea it was that crazy because probably because I never paid attention to anything Joss Whedon related to. So I whenever anything Buffy would come on any feed or any website or any, you know, search engine, I would just, I never watched it, so I would never pay attention to it. But the response that, like, and the outright hate that people had was amazing. Yeah. Was amazing. Like, even people I didn't even know watched Buffy or whatnot that I follow on Twitter, they all had something to say about it. It was a trending topic for, like, two days? And it wasn't just, like, Buffy. It was, like, I think it was, like, 3 out of 10 were, like, Buffy, Whedon, and Joss.
Yeah, screw North Korea and the possibility of nuclear warfare.
It was insane. I had no idea it was that crazy.
I have a question for Morgan. Okay. Now, I'm only asking this because I know it would have made me super uncomfortable when I was younger. Actually, as an adult, it would have made me super uncomfortable being in the same room with my parents with all the smooching, all the making out and everything going on. Did it make you uncomfortable watching it with your mom?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No. But now, later on, there were a few things that I didn't let Morgan watch. There's some things that are very disturbing and too really, you know, and we let Morgan watch a lot of things, but there's a couple of things coming up in the later seasons that are too graphic and grown up for her age to see.
It gets darker.
It gets very dark.
But I'm sure you snuck behind your mom's back and watched it, right?
Oh no, she like covered my eyes and I'd like look it up.
I fast forward. It was a scene that I fast forward, yeah.
That reminds me of when in English class in high school we watched I think it was Camelot or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that love scene between Guinevere and Lancelot. I just remember the teacher fast forwarding that part. and we're all like, "Hey, what's going on over there? Hey, what's happening?" It's hilarious. Any more points, or are we ready for bra watch?
Before bra watch, I also have a question for Morgan.
I feel left out. I don't have a question for Morgan prepared.
Earlier on, we were talking about how vampires cannot have kids, and then I said, "Does anyone watch Twilight?" And you said, "Don't get me started." What did you mean by that?
Oh.
Well, you see, Twilight is the worst interpretation of vampires ever.
I have not watched all of the Twilights, but I read, spoiler alert, that they have a kid in the future?
Yes, they do have a kid.
And then I thought, that's weird, because Buffy says, that her angel says that he cannot have kids. How so in the Twilight universe?
Oh, I don't know. Stephanie Meyer is a really hard. I mean, yeah, let's change all these rules about vampires to make them so perfectly perfect for every girl in the universe to fall in love with.
Sorry to interrupt. New rule: no one say "reboot" again. I'm gonna have to bleep it.
They'll say Stephanie Myers is an idiot.
It's fine. I'm sure I'll get by. It's just.
Yeah.
I guess Mormon vampires can have kids.
I guess so. Because it's so strange, because I honestly don't get the Twilight anything. I don't understand why it's so popular.
Oh, come on.
Because he was in Harry Potter. It's got to be it. It has to be. Oh. It has to be fueled by Robert Pattinson. That's the only explanation to me.
No, here's the explanation. Twilight is so I can't remember how I explained it on what's on with Steph and Dan's, how I explained it in a way that it's so sanitized that mainstream people, the mainstream can get into Twilight.
Oh, so it's been, it's like Disney-fied.
Like dumbed down.
Oh, yes.
It's like, these vampires are not threatening.
Mm. Really?
Mm. Right.
So they're just weirdos? Yes.
Well, what's his name? The Cullens are not threatening at all. They don't.
Right.
They don't drink human blood.
They're vegetarians, so. Stephanie.
What?
They're referred to as vegetarians in the book.
They go to the forest and they eat animals.
Yeah.
Kind of like Stephen.
Stephen. Oh, Vampire Diaries. Oh.
Yeah.
What is up with vampires and hair gel?
I think it's probably hair wax.
Oh, yes.
Love it.
Just to clarify, it's probably wax.
Yeah, but what's up with the ring? And then you can walk around during the day. Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, and also... after Edward leaves in Twilight, they're all like, Bella's all like, I can't live without him. So, and then she attempts to kill herself, but then, like, Jacob's like, no! And then, like, he's, like, running toward her in, like, slow motion and takes off his shirt. Cuts his hair.
Okay, whatever that has to do with anything.
Well, clearly, there are no strong women roles in Twilight.
No.
No.
Not having read it or seen any of the films, I'm going to assume... that.
Bella is a Mary Sue. Have you guys learned that term yet?
I haven't learned the term Mary Sue.
No.
Okay, Mary Sue. It's someone she's basically a perfect woman with they have special powers, but they're human, and they fall in love with all these perfect men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like Dave Grohl.
I just think that Bella is like the worst role model for kids, for young girls.
Yes.
From.
Well, Bella, she's not a character. I mean, she's a terrible character because
She's vapid.
Okay, vapid and vacuous. Shallow and there's nothing there. There's no substance to her. Mm-hmm. All she is she's a person. She's a woman for these men to revolve around.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies.
She does nothing. Okay. Okay. Buffy can defend herself. No problem.
Yeah.
Bella does nothing.
Well, so here's the lesson, Morgan. You figure out your purpose in life. And you don't let a man. I mean, you don't.
Whoa,
your
whoa,
life
whoa,
will
whoa,
not
what's all this crazy
around
talk?
A man.
This is great. Don't listen. Earmuffs.
You go. Girl.
Earmuffs.
You have to have your own purpose in life that can't revolve around a man.
Yes.
No, that's why we let you have your own like little crappy cars.
Excuse me.
So you can feel that way.
My Honda Civic, mind you, is so
good. I loved our Honda Civic when we had a Civic. We had a Honda Civic for like 8 years. It's fantastic.
No, but I honestly don't. I don't know the obsession with Twilight. I don't think I could ever get into it because they're just so superficial and ugh.
Well, the thing with Twilight is it's just a romantic story. Is really all it is, and I'm just not interested in that.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Gabby Brawlwatch.
unless anybody's backing me up on this one. they were all Buffy related bra straps. Shocking, I know. Let me see. We had a white bra. Pink spaghetti strap tank top, a white tank with a white bra, and a black bra with a red lace nighty tank toppy kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And I that's all I had. Unless I missed something hilarious.
No. again.
She was wearing a blue tank top towards the end, and I gotta tell you, I backed up that scene like three times. Like, do I see a black strap? Do I see a black strap?
Wasn't there a scene when she was sitting on the porch with her mother?
That was in Ted.
Oh. Because that was white sweater.
I mean, wasn't it a pink bra?
That was white on sweater the porch? With intentionally showing pink bra.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap, I missed one.
It is a subtle difference, accidental showing and intentionally showing.
It was intentional showing. Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, white bra just hanging out there with the, yeah. With the black, with the pink tank top. Now, I mean,
Can you ladies help correct my ignorance?
Yes.
Is it? that was a rhetorical question, Ms. Fowler. Okay. Please forgive me if this is the most moronic, naive thing you have ever heard, question-wise, coming from a male. Mm-hmm. But is it actually common for women to sleep wearing their bras?
No.
Okay. Yes. So.
What?
What? Because it's like, I see Buffy in bed and I think she's wearing a bra.
Yes.
Is she wearing a bra to bed?
She doesn't want those things to sag 10 years from now.
Okay.
So I just wear a bra.
So she wants her...
At least that's what Tyra Banks told me to do.
All right. I was just curious. I was like, okay, I suppose that's a practice.
Seriously, ladies, get a nice...
Because when I go to bed, I take off my man's ear. I'm just saying.
You flipped it up. Yes.
Interesting.
Gabby's like, what?
No.
What are you missing out on?
What? No, I'm really not. It's okay.
I think it's time for quotes.
I think so. I think we're delirious at this point.
Did you say delirio? I don't think that's funny. First you mispronounced Jaws, now you're going to say delirio.
What did people think that Stephanie was calling you?
Apparently there's a character whose name is similar to mine, but not at all.
Yes. Spell your name, Illyrio.
Alirio. I do believe it is the shortest four-syllable name. Five-syllable name? Four-syllable name. I forget. Like it's like six letters, four syllables. I challenge anyone to find a name that is six characters long, four syllables.
Because it has so many vowels.
Well, you know, yes.
But yeah, there's a character that comes much later, much, much later on, who the name kind of sounds like.
Okay.
I don't know who you're referring to.
I'll tell you later.
Was it Elyra?
Illyria.
Illyria.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not me.
No.
Nope.
My name is Illyrio.
Okay, so anyway, quote.
Morgan's rushing us along. Morgan's ready for.
She's like, I gotta get out of here. You guys are boring.
Boring grown ups.
Well,
I think it's time for us to rate the episode. Yes?
Okay, Mom, you go first.
Oh, thank you, Morgan. I give it 7. I give Bad Egg 7 out of 10 teddy bear backpacks.
Okay, Kim?
Morgan's taking control.
Thanks for moderating. Let's see.
Someone's got to.
Can I say bad eggs? No. I give it 7 out of 10 creepy crawly things.
I believe they're called, what? I don't know. Bazorkas.
Bazorka Joe.
Okay, Gabby.
Oh, thank you. I give it 5 out of 10 dead gigapets.
Nice.
Okay, Illyrio.
Oh, can I change mine?
What?
Oh, yeah.
7 vampire Kenny Chesney.
That's funny. I'm going to give this episode a 6 out of 10. Boy, this is a difficult one. But I think I'm going to say a 6 out of 10 mindless drones.
Okay. I guess I'd give this a 5.5 Xander Cordy makeout sessions.
Smooth jazz guitar.
Okay.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Okay, here's my quote. Well, how come she ain't a slayin'? And how come he's about to make me blush?
it's even better the second time I hear it. It was really good. That was a really great quote. I really thought that was hilarious. But okay. A thin streetwalker.
Oh. I think I got one. Cordelia, I don't want to hurt you some of the time. Blank. That's my bump.
So that's my bump was the funniest thing the whole episode.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, it really hurts.
You, Angel, big smoochies.
Cause you did that thing that killed that, cause you helped that thing that killed that, cause you helped raise that thing that killed that guy that time. Or was that from Ted?
No, it was from this one. And then he says, yes, let's try to bring that up as often as possible, shall we? I also liked, it isn't acting anything, Buffy. It's an egg. It doesn't emote.
My egg is Jewish.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay.
I did like the back and forth in the closet when Xander starts off by like, this would work a lot better for me when you shut up. This would work a lot better for me with the lights off.
Poor Xander.
Those two.
What's our homework, Steph?
Oh my god. Okay. I cannot.
Can I just say how much pressure I'm feeling over the next couple episodes?
See, that's
up?
The thing. I don't want you to get you guys's.
Guys.
I don't. You guys's. I don't want to get you guys. I don't want to get your hopes up. I don't want to get your hopes up.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't want to get your expectations set too high.
So everyone go watch iRobot You Jane. And then watch the next episode. Now, which is the next episode?
The next episode is Surprise.
Now, is it a two-parter? The first part of a two-parter?
Yes, it is.
So we should only watch Surprise?
Only watch Surprise.
So we will watch Surprise, record for Surprise, and then watch...
Surprise number two.
Innocence.
Oh, Innocence has a different name.
Ooh. See, I like that already. I'm intrigued with a two-parter that has two different names.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Oh, boy. I don't want to get your hopes up, but it's totally awesome. Awesome.
All right. Morgan, thank you once again for coming on, and thank you very much for not spoiling us.
Thank you, Morgan.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Morgan, you did a good job. Yes, I can. Yes.
Awesome. And, you can reach us. PotentialCast.com. Twitter.com/PotentialCast. You can go to Facebook and look up PotentialCast and join our group. We will approve you. And you can also send us a an email at, what is it, Kim?
That's my line. PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Indeed.
I'd like to hear more MP3s, please.
Yeah, more MP3s, yo.
Yeah. More voicemails, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Morgan, go to bed.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried?
I'm satisfied as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light?
The world's all right as long as I get my hug, I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown. Eggs can be almost bliss.
Just as long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Boiled or fried,
I'm satisfied.
As long as I get my kiss.
How do you like your toast in the morning?
I like
mine with a hug.
I like mine with a hug.
Dark or light,
the world's all right.
As long as I get my hug,
I've got to have my love in him.
Oh, the rest of my day is positively mayhem.
I'm a regular monster.
How do you like your eggs in the morning?
I like mine with a kiss.
Up or down,
I'll never frown.
Eggs can be almost bliss. Just as long as I get my kiss.
Everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Okay. I'm like, what is that?
Do you have like a small train going through your...
it's the cleaning people carrying the garbage out.
Oh, it's a squeaky wheel.
Yeah.
I was like, is that a dog yelping?
I thought it was a dog. Mondag, Lieben, Glauben, Globen.